Elvis Costello's fake name is now real, but he is something of a musical chameleon. From country rock to new wave in the 1970s, he has continued to defy classification in the 80s and 90s and aughts by collaborating with artists from radically different genres, including projects with the Brodsky Quartet and Burt Bacharach. His brand new CD, For the Stars, continues this tradition. Elvis Costello, post-punk songwriter, collaborates with mezzo-soprano Anne-Sophie Von Otter. Judith Kampfner met with Costello and Von Otter to discuss their highly unlikely partnership.
That's For the Stars, the title track of this new album. Words and music by Elvis Costello. Vocals, Mr. Costello and Anne-Sophie Von Otter. An unusual mix of voices. How do you cross the gravelly court jester of punk with the burnished silver sound of a lyric art singer? The opera singer described the concoction as her vanilla to his curry powder. Did they enjoy their duet on this track?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I love that song. It makes me feel happy and I always start dancing around because that's a really feel-good poppy song that I just adore.
So I ask the Swedish soprano, of the 18 songs on this CD, is this the one that spontaneously comes out in the shower?
No, the For the Stars needs other people. You know, Elvis would have to be in the shower with me and the whole group. This was the biggest song.
It got very crowded.
Most of the songs can be said to be spare and melancholy ballads. The influences are folk, jazz, with shared roots.
Quite a lot of the music that we've arrived at in the end has elements of American, maybe turn of the 19th century, the first 10 years of the 20th century. Some of them are, as Anne-Sophie has sung them in concert, are the art song versions of what are pure traditional themes and have then been adapted by composers like, am I saying it right, Stenhammer?
Mm-hmm.
Or even Sibelius.
Elvis Costello isn't a classically trained musician and he learns by ear. But he has a gargantuan appetite for different kinds of music. Some years ago, his wife took him to one of Anne-Sophie's concerts, and he became a devoted fan. He's not sure exactly why, something about her unselfconsciousness. He sent her flowers. That's the backstory behind the CD, and though it may sound like a publicist's fantasy, it would seem to be true.
That was very thrilling to receive flowers from a pop star, you know, really something to brag about. But the flowers were exquisite. These bouquets were among the most beautiful I've ever received, so thank you again.
How many did you get?
Thousands? No, I don't know.
It's a funny thing. I've never done anything like it, but I'm very glad that I did because it sort of opened the door.
And Sophie Von Otter has a classical pedigree as a performer. Early music, Lieder, opera, art song. But she does say that as a teenager, she played the guitar and sang hippie songs. Elvis tried to discover a sound that meant something to her. He didn't want to impose his preferences. He's critical of other attempts to get classical singers to do popular repertoire. To get it right, he wanted music that Anne-Sophie believed in. They're the same age, in their mid-40s, and that provided some musical context. Over 3 years, Elvis asked her to send him popular songs she liked.
The people that I liked, Elvis knew obviously who they were, and some of them he liked and some of them he thought were a bit cheesy, maybe.
I think sometimes the suggestion of a record, without passing any judgments on some of those records, the mood of some records that Anne-Sophie had fond feeling for from teenage years, they gave me the confidence to think of the vocabulary of those songs as a possible starting point for a new composition.
I was a great Judy Collins fan in my youth, so I went out and bought a sort of collection of her things. You didn't particularly think that one of those songs would be suitable, but you went out very quickly and wrote something in that vein.
I stole a glance at my reflection. These days I tend to hurry by.
I call it very fondly my crossover pop record, and crossover has become a dirty word for some people, but it's not necessary. In fact, I think it's a shame when people just stick to their own little safe ground.
I would say yes, it's from popular repertoire. Pop has so many connotations of things that are trivial and insubstantial, but because of the delicacy that Anne-Sophie can employ in singing, is sometimes like chamber music, so maybe it's chamber pop. I don't know what you want to call it.
Both artists seem genuinely to have enjoyed making this, though Anne-Sophie was unfamiliar with the retakes and the post-production involved. Classical singers are usually whisked in and out of a studio. She says she's attached to these tunes. So back to my original question of the song in the shower.
The song in the shower that I keep singing, actually I do sing a little bit of it, but I'm hopeless at words, so I never got past the first phrase or first verse, is Baby Plays Around, because it has such a beautiful opening phrase. It's not open to discussion anymore, and so that's sort of stuck in my head, and I keep humming it.
He's out again tonight, and I'm alone once more. He's all I have worth waiting for.
For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.
But baby plays around.